By mitzvah peruvu is the first mitzvah in the Torah. The Kinnick says the Sharsha mitzvah is kedei shalom yoshev in order that the world should have people in the world. Hakadosh Baruch Hu chavos b'yeshuvay k'ksev l'shov bar l'shav zitzara. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants that there should be people in the world. The mitzvah gedolah, right? It's a very big mitzvah. Shesibas makayim is called mitzvahs. It's a siba, mitzvah peruvu, causes all mitzvahs to happen. Ba'ilam k'me'el nedavolei l'machia, machia ha'sharas. Now this mitzvah is a big Shaila Nidan, what the chiyuv of the mitzvah, what the gedder of the mitzvah is, how's one makayim the mitzvah. The Gemara in Yivam Estaf Samo Beis says you can't be about the peruvu until you have children. How many children do you need? Machlekim Shan Beiselo. The four, actually four shitas in the Gemara, whether you have to have two scharim, and we pass again like Beiselo, you have to have zachar and a keva, a boy and a girl, in order to makayim the mitzvah. Now, you said, Yisrael, is what's going to be the kiyum mitzvah when it comes to peruvu? Is that you can understand the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah is the mitzvah of having the children? That's the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah trying to have the children? Is the mitzvah the combination of the two together? And there's a big shaila amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim. Tosfos and Baba Sadaf Yud Gimel and Tosfos Chagiga asked the question that the mitzvah peruvu by Chatzav Chatzav Mechorish Bizoicha Bishvitoicha, the lav of Le'i Kaddish. And for Tosfos, that the his answer is it's not called Be'inda. The Kala said Deichalis to say is only to say the mitzvahs I say is Deichalis to say if it's the same time. So Tosfos says that the Loisa say is B'shas Ara right away over the Yekadosh at the beginning of the Bia. The say is the Gemara Bia. So it sounds like for Tosfos, understand Tosfos. We see from where you say that the mitzvah peruvu is the Maisa Bia. That's when we came it. That's the key mitzvah, and that's when you have the mitzvah. In fact, the Mechitzchana, he has a lot of different questions on this. If the mitzvah is the Gemara Bia, that's the point in which we're going to have children. So if the Gemara says that somebody has kids when he's a guy, and afterwards he's a Megayer. So the Gemara says, we pass in the Mekayim Peruvu when you're a guy. In fact, the Tereyevim, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Chassid Mavar, that somebody is a Shaita and he does a mitzvah. Ba'achakach, he comes not a Shaita, he comes normal again. He wasn't Yoitza the mitzvah, so we do it again. So how could it be that Yoitza Peruvu, when you're a guy, you aren't a Bachayuva then, and therefore what's it sad that you're going to be Yoitza? Zaki Mechitzchana from there wants to say aside that the mitzvah Peruvu is not the Maisa Bia of trying to have the children, the mitzvah Peruvu is the mitzias of having the children. And that's how you have the Kim Mitzvah. It's different than any other mitzvah called Torah Kol. Normally most mitzvahs are actions, pulls you have to do. You have to shake a lulav. You have to light a menorah. You have to keep Shabbos. All actions which one has to do. The mitzvah peruvu is a different type of mitzvah. The Seder mitzvah is just to populate the world. And the mitzvah that you have children in the world, that is your Kiyum Mitzvah. Even though Peshas, when you did the mitzvah, you're not going to, you weren't about Chiyuva, that's when you're going to have that, therefore that's the reason why you're able to be Yitzhak then. With this, he also wants to explain that there's some Paiskim would say that a Mamzer, that if you have a Mamzer, Yitzhak Peruvu. So the Mechitzchana says, it sounds like also from the Stimis Advarim, that he says, when the Goyitz Ramah B'Shem Arashba, Lav Dafka Mamzer Behatri, like a ger who marries mamzeres, that's better. Even a mamzer when it's be'isser, still you have a kiyum peruvu. In fact, the mitzvah, why you can't mitzvah? It's a mitzvah b'aver. Tara says, if you understand the mitzvah, like he's saying it, the mitzvah is the mitzvah of having the children, so it's not a mitzvah b'aver, because the aver was a mitzvah b'ya. But the kiyum mitzvah is the fact you have the children. So even though maybe it came about through aver, but the mitzvah is the mitzvah of having the children, therefore that's the reason why you get to have a kiyum. Another afkamin is, do you have to have kavana? Mitzvah srichas kavana b'darach klal. So over here, where would the kavana be? Why would you have to have kavana? So zok the mechaschinach, the way he's understanding it, the mitzvah is the mitzias of having the chosen. It's not the maisa. It's even called Torah kula. Therefore, kavana is not going to be an issue over here. Kavana is always when you have maisa mitzvah. So in order to make a maisa mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah, you have to have kavana. But over here, where the mitzvah is mitzias, even somebody is a goy, he's able to count the mitzvah of the fact that as a chosen different one would not have to have kavanah. So according to Mechitzchanach, the mitzvah's peruvu is really a fascinating mitzvah, a type of mitzvah we don't find anywhere else, that it's the mitzvah of having the children, that's the Kiyam Mitzvah. He says, that's why the Gemara says, somebody has children, they die, you have to have kids again. So the Chinuch says, when I did the Maisa Mitzvah, I did it, I was Mitzvah already. He says, no, the whole Mitzvah, the Kiyam Mitzvah is the Mitzvah of you having children, that's the Kiyam Mitzvah, and therefore if they die, it's definitely Mitzvah to go ahead and do it again. And therefore he's Michael Kuntes. So far we said over two Mahalachim. Mahalachim places seems to be, the Mitzvah is the Gemar Bia, that's the Mitzvah proof was a Maisa Mitzvah, and according to the Mechas Chinuch, mitzvah is the mitzvah of having children, it's not the mitzvah of trying to do it. Some of the Achorinim are Medayik, the Lashon of my Shabbos says, L'achim Ebesim, they ask you, Asakta v'Pur Revu. That's one thing they ask you. It sounds like, we're Oisik in Pur Revu. Sounds like the mitzvah of Pur Revu is a Maisa, not just a mitzvah. It sounds a little bit like the Mechas Chinuch. And the Merida Gazi says that if you have a mamzer, you're not Yotzik a mitzvah of Aver. You see clearly from the Brit Al-Ghazi, he's understanding that Avada, the mitzvah is the Maisa Bia, and therefore you're not going to be Mekayim, you're not going to be Mekayim Peru Revu, because being that the Maisa Bia is a chedek of the mitzvah, and as the mitzvah is also the Maisa Bia, therefore you're not going to be Yitzvah Peru Revu if it was a mitzvah Ababa, a mitzvah Bavera. So the way I'm understanding it, the mitzvah is the mitzvah. Having the children, you're going to send the mitzvah like the Merila Gazi, the mitzvah is the Maisa Bia with, you're saying it's two chokim, the mitzvah is the Maisa Bia, which brings the children. That's going to be the Kiyam Mitzvah. The Kiyam Mitzvah, you have two children, and it's the Maisa Bia, when Maisa Bia, which brings the children, that Maisa Bia was a Kiyam Mitzvah. Rav Moshe in Tshuva has Mahalach that he wants to say that the whole mitzvah is just trying to have the children. The shtadlis is to have the mitzvah. And every single maisa bia betzem is that's your chiyuv and kiyum a puravu. What happens when you have two children? That's a ptur. That since I have two children, so I'm not mechuyev anymore to mishtadl to have children. But according to Moshe, betzem every single bia is a maisa mitzvah. Because you're trying to have children. And that's the mitzvah. The chiyuv is to try the usik, trying to have children. Even if I didn't have children, I was usik in doing the mitzvah. And having the children is the patur in the mitzvah. Because after that, there was a mechayvim mishtadl. Therefore, it's not going to be a mitzvah. So basically, so far we said over three mahalachim from katzal la katzal. Mechas chinuch l'havan is mitzvah of having children, right from goy, right from mamzer. There's another side to say the mitzvah is a maisa bia which leads to having children, and therefore be a maisa. And then Ramesh is a third side. The mitzvah is just trying to have the children. When you have children, then that's going to be a pater in the mitzvah. It's lo yivatel adam. Lashon Gemara in Yevamah says lo yivatel adam. You shouldn't be mivatel peruvu until you have children. Once you have children, you can mivatel because it's a shear that it's a shear in the kiyam mitzvah. So how do you answer the Mechas Chinuch Raya? Mechas Chinuch has a great Raya from the Gemara Yevamah Daf Samad Beis. If somebody's a goy and he's a Megayer, he's a Mekayim Mitzvah Pervu. How can Mekayim Mitzvah Pervu? L'chayra, you weren't a Baruch Yehuda then. And if you're so L'chayra, that's a great Raya. Like the L'chayra, the side is that the mitzvah is the mitzvah of having the children. So there are Chedek Menachrenim and Sopas Fanech and others, they learn that this is something which we find also in other places. When it says that you're putter from the mitzvah, doesn't mean that there's a Kiyam Mitzvah. It means that there is no Sibah to be Mechayev into the Mitzvah. The point of Mitzvah Peruvu is that you have to bring children into the world. You brought children into the world. So now you don't have a Chiyav anymore to do it anymore. Who don't know, when you get the Shemayim, do you get Schar from Mechayim the Mitzvah? No! You're not Mechayim getting Schar from Mechayim the Mitzvah. But now you're Putter from the Mitzvah because since the Taklis is really, it's a Mitzvah which is a result-related Mitzvah to have the children, and if you have the children, therefore you're not going to be mechayev anymore in Peruvu. Dugma l'davar says somebody's meltech shmoni yoitza, the Rama says. It's not like when we want to be hakev yoitza, you have a meltech ches. There's no chiv then. The teresis just means that there's no chiv anymore. The whole sibah to be mal was from your arel. Once I took away the arelus, there's no sibah anymore, therefore it's not going to be any chiv. So v'adel sof tzomenech, p'nech tzayin savah, it's not a kiyah mitzvah, it's just there is no chiv to have children once somebody has children. Rav Chanan wants to say in Tosfos, it's not Mukhach that Tosfos holds that that the mitzvah is really the mitzvah bia. Maybe the mitzvah is really having the children. The mitzvah is having the children. But he says, kavikala, say the chalus and say, being that this is the time in which you're doing the mitzvah, even though it's not at some kiyam, but being that this is the mitzvah, so kavikala, say the chalus and say, he says that that would be doichud if it's not 100% mukach in tesis, that it's going to be the actual belter. So the big nafkamin is going to be the gay kavana. If you learn to be chesed chinuch, there's no need to have a kavana. If you're like Rav Moshe Feinstein, the mitzvah is that shtal to have kids, about one should have kavana. If you're like the pshat is the mitzvah might be, and then one about the one has to have kavana. But if we show me kumidmani from the state chemed, b'shem, I forget what it was, that there's the achra which holds that if you didn't have kavana when you had children, then you're stuck now. Because you weren't becoming the mitzvah, because mitzvah is kavana. There's no mechiv anymore because the mitzvah have children. Therefore, if somebody doesn't have kavana, Pshat's mitzvah, I want to say that Pshat is that the, it's like a goy rad, it's like goy rad children. Just like goy rad children were saying there's no more sibas ha mitzvah because he has children. So too, if you wouldn't have kavana, so then you aren't yoitz of the mitzvah, but also the fact, even though you aren't yoitz of the mitzvah, but there's not going to be a chiv anymore, and it's like a, it's like a battle. The Torah starts off with Siman Aleph, Chayev Lisa Isha Kedei to have children. A person who got married in order to have children. And the Goyis Torah brings down from the Derech Pekudecha, who says that mitzvah is kavana, so if you have to have das when you're getting married, that the tachlis of getting married in the mitzvah of suin is in order that you should have children, therefore one has to have kavana when you get married in order to become mitzvahs for a revu. This is Chayiv called him Lisa Isha Kei Lifres Lovais, and the Goyin over also says, Kavanasa Yeh B'Shvil Banim. When you get married, a person should have Kavana in order that he's doing it in order to have children. And what the Maisa Mitzvah is really gets involved in a fascinating Machlikas and the Achreina, which is Reina Geyeb, is Man Hazeh. Is the Chag Sukhaik has a question. Yesh le stopik. Isha says, Shenis Abra ba Abamti. A lady who came pregnant. Came pregnant in a bathtub. Im Kayim Puruvu or not. The Mikri B'nai Yechol Dabar. Is a suffix whether I'm Kayim Puruvu. And also, is it called your child or not? Brings up the Kutum Ruh Nimsus of Ben Sira, B'nai Shayermia, Shirachas ba Abamti. That the Malkut Torah brings down that Ben Sira was the son of Yirmiya, right? From Avanti, Kisira, Kamash Miro. And he leaves it as a suffix. The Beishmuel says that it's Pashatim that you Yoitza, Puruvu, and it's your son. It brings a right from the Goyis Smak. The Goyis Smak in the back says that Isha should not sit on a bed of a different ish sat on. Why? Maybe she's pregnant. And you have a problem with Gzeri Shem Yisa Chosim Yaviv. You get pregnant with somebody from Chazer, you end up marrying a Chosim Yaviv. Nimsa Vibnei Yechol Dabar. So you see in the Beis Shmuel was Poshitim that you're going to be Yoitza Haide Avanti in that situation. So the Sheikh Yavit says, what do you mean? You didn't have any Kavanah. Why didn't have any Kavanah to be Yoitza in the Mitzvah? So Sheikh Zavi says there's no kavana, there's no kavanas mice, there's no anything, and he seems pasha that haki v'yoytza if you didn't have any kavana. So because the chazchayka is a suffix, Beis Shmuel seems to say you're going to be yoytza in that type of situation. The Taz is not a right from the Goyis HaSmak, the Goyis HaSmak is saying the Chumrah. Don't send somebody else's bed, why? Because maybe you can get pregnant and it gets the shayas, but that's vaday. It's considered your son, and it just becomes suffix, maybe. Maybe l'chumra, we would say it. But to say that it's a king peruvu, it's not clear. But from this whole discussion, it seemed to be from over here, that the mitzvah is not going to be, sounds a little more like the mechaskana, but it's not so much the mitzvah, which you have to have a kavana, the mitzvah is the mitzvah, so if you're having children, and you have children, then b'shmon was yoytzah, because it's a mesupik, the task is only l'chumra. And the Achreinim discuss by Riches Godel the Shaila, the Beker Yosef passes like, and the Beis Yaakov passes like the Beis Shmuel, the Zakiyim, the Shez Yaivis, there's a Ram Shik, which I like to say, not going to be Yotza. And this is something very gay in modern day, Shalom more than gay in modern day more than ever, is somebody wants to have children through treatments. Is that going to be considered, number one, a key of mitzvah or not? And how do we look at that? So the Achrayim, someone would tell it, maybe tell it in the Shaila, according to the Chalak's Mechoika, Suffolk, whether you're Yotze or not, according to Bishmo saying about it. You're going to be Yotze, according to that, it's going to be Suffolk. Let me tell you in those, let me tell you in the Achrayim. So yeah, Bill Imer, Beis Aleph, his idea is that most of the Achrayim, all that's considered your child, therefore, it's going to be a Kiyum Mitzvah, and you're going to be Yotze, and therefore it's okay. Ramosha says, a different Svar, Ramosha says, this is how Havana Peruvu is, the status of trying to have children. That's how you became the mitzvah. So this is even how your status is. Says even the Chelkos Mechoiko has a suffix. And only has a suffix is because it happened by itself. So maybe you could say, is that a kiyam, not a kiyam, a p'tor? But in a situation where you're doing a maisa in order to have the children, Zaka Moshe, according to everybody, is going to be pasha day going to be yours. V'chein the Mechitz Yitzchak and Chilik Aleph Semenun. He says that since you're doing a stalvis of the husband, it's pasha to bar that it's a kiyam, it's a peruvu, and therefore it's okay. But before this is all, like daily apoiskim are very hesitant to rushing to do treatments. And without anyone does it, you have to ask tasa shelas chacham. Kiyiduah of Kankinowski was against it. The Gamri, and he wasn't matter it. Rav Yashiv was matter it, but he didn't let one or two children. He didn't let so many. Sheva Levi also. And before one goes into such a maisa, it's very complicated shaylas. You have to have a good mashkiach and very complicated shaylas, and one has to just go with ask a shayla before one goes into it. But one thing we see say from this whole sugya is that if you see yotze v'avamta, it would sound like one does not need kavana, and it would sound like the mitzvah is more the having the children, and the maisa be just be like a hechsher mitzvah as opposed to being the actual mitzvah. Now, most mitzvahs, the chiyuv starts when one is bar mitzvah. By the mitzvah peruvu is something which is different. We say bench mitzvah, the chuppah. When one's 18, that's the proper time for one to get married. And the question is, why is this mitzvah different? What's the makarad over that's different? That there wouldn't be a chiyuv for one to get married right away when one is bar mitzvah right away. So there's a word vaz in Tamiya mitzvahs, which says that the zera is not ripe till one's 18. That's where it comes from. Something right from Yosef Tzaddik. It was Yosef Tzaddik was 17 years old and he wasn't married yet. So what's the pshat? Might we see that from there? We see that that can be makar of Ben Shmoneser the Chuppah. The Tesis Yantiv says that, and the Mishnah says it says Adam 18 times before the Mitzvah Peruvu. And then we compare it to Bereishis. Meaning that it says Adam 18 times before Peruvu. Therefore, that's the limud that one does not have to prove it till he's 18. But the Beis Shmuel says he said a dove is because a person has to learn. And if a person gets married by mitzvah, like Recham B'Tzavar Yasek B'Torah, therefore a person has to wait till he's 18 in order to learn, they used to learn, in order to learn. And that's why over here this mitzvah is different than other mitzvahs that we say that one can wait till he's older. This is Misha Cheshke Nafshe B'Torah Ke Ben Azai. It says Ben Azai didn't get married because he was so tough like B'Torah, V'Tamid, Nivik, Lokal Yomavu, V'Nish, Yish, Em Yil Yavain, V'Yishle, Yisim, Skabrala. We pass him to somebody who's Nafshe Cheshke B'Torah so much that he's so dovig to Torah. Over there it's not Xed Avera as long as it's not Yitzroi, Miskabrala. So already Chalak Sadam says Ben Azai can cook in the Ben Azai, like Ben Azai. But the Achrayim discussed what was the Havana by Ben Azai. What's the Pshat that Ben Azai? What happened to your Chiyuv? What happened to your Chiyuv of Peruvu, Maisa? Just because Nafshech Choshke B'Teira, why is there a reason to pat you from the Mitzvah? So Chanan, some say that Pshat is that his whole taiva was only b'teira. The Rapashi wasn't able to, physically, he wasn't able to have children because he was so dovek to the taiva, nothing else attracted him. That's a derech pekdachel. And Zorach Hashonah says the pshat from the pasuk like a sakana. That for him to not to learn is like a sakana for not to learn. It's so davik to the Torah. Pashat physically would be a sakana. And, you know, all these things about the Bizman Azeh is not really on our Nanagetas. But it says you let him sacher in order to learn. In order to, if you want to learn Torah and you want to get married right away, you let him sacher. And the Rosh says it's not clear how, what age is the kitzvah. How long can one be misacher in order to go ahead and learn? The Shulchan Aruch says in the olden days, the way these children was, they used to learn very different Salem than they have nowadays. And the Chassam Torah, the Shulchan Aruch says they used to learn all the Targum Mitzvahs and memorize them. And if they had Targum Mitzvahs clear, then they went into all the different Pratim. And if a person gets married before he does call Torah Kula, he doesn't know the Targum Mitzvahs, so we're afraid he'll never ever know them. And therefore, he'll never be able to get to it. Therefore, he says maybe that's the get there. That the pshat is that first you have to know all Kol Torah Kula, and then afterwards you can get married. But it's not really not the way nowadays people learn and people do things. But the whole Shulchan Aruch, that's sometimes very fascinating how, you know, the Malach Aleman had to learn in those days and how it's very different. If they say from the stipler said that a person shouldn't do it, commandment from the stipler, and others that 24 is really the latest one should be Misacher in order to Misad. Inside Talmud Torah, that's the latest that one could be Misacher. The Kuvegis is very interesting. He says, he brings down from the Marmion Mitz that maybe in the olden days where they had a gevul, how long they learned by the Rebbe. So maybe first you should learn and then they get married. So Bizman is there where there's no real gad there. A person can stay in learning forever, so you say you never get married. It's the priest is Lavdavka, the whole Allah. But upon him, the Lagday, so I'll say 24 is the latest one could push off in order for one to get married. That's the latest one. One is allowed to do it. So how you became it? If you have a zochah nekev, you have a mitzvah. What happens if the ben is a sris, so the kev is islands that can have children? So the day we pass, they're not used to the mitzvah because you have to have children who could have children. If your children are able to have children, then you're not going to be used to the mitzvah. So let's say you had a nice healthy boy. And he went and married an islandess. So the question is now, does it make it that you're not Yotzin Mitzvah? Yotzin was able to have children, now he's not able to have children. So the Chalashkar says, Poshetim the Yotzin Mitzvah, because you brought somebody to the world able to have children, the fact that you didn't have children with Pael, that's not so much your Achrai. It's the Pisle Shuvah brings down from the other Achrayim, says, no, Lo Barur could be once his body is like toiled. So, you know, we're not going to say that assume that the husband's going to die and get divorced, and therefore, once they come in that situation, you're not going to be yoitza if you have children who are once in the matzah and they have to have children. Let's say you have children, they die, so then say not yoitza. In the midst, you have to try to have children again. It's just obviously a bad idea if somebody's too old to have children. About the he's going to get schar and alba for the shtadlus. It means that if you're able to have children, about the ones your mom's going to go in and have. You should be mamshek to have children. Let's say your children don't have grandchildren. So we paskin that if you had a zakh in the cave and they had banim, you can't be revu. If they're bnei banim or a zakh in the cave. The Bechaber paskins that in order to be yotze to the grandchildren, you have to have a zakh in the cave. Because if your son died and he only had girls, he's not yotze. If the son died and he had a boy, then you're going to be yotze. What? This is a Rambam Shita. You have to have a Zohar in the Keva from the grandchildren, from two different people. Tosfos Chalukah says two children help, because if you have a Zohar in the Keva and you have two boys, Tosfos says that also you're going to be Yoitza. We mentioned before the Machlokes, the Mirchon Rishlokes said children when you're a Goy, and then you're a Megayer, but the Mekayim prove before. And not, we pass again that you can't prove before. It's a big Machlokes between Tosfos and others, whether do the children also have to be Megayer or not. When we all pass, and even the children are wearing Megayer, if you're Yitzhak Peruvu. If Goyish the children pass, if Goyish the children, it's called you Mekayim Peruvu, you're brought into the world, therefore it's going to be okay. Mechaber Paskins, like the Rambam, Bodhim, Yisagavim, this is Gayer, they're both of them Megayer. What's that punishment by? Why do you need to be Megayer? Chur, they said the devil's going to be is that the Mitzvah's Peruvu is to bring people into the world who are going to do Torah mitzvahs, and Therefore, if they're not megayer, even though mitzvahs to have children, but being that they're not, don't the Torah mitzvahs, even though these children are not really kashkai, but being you brought children into the world who are megayer mitzvahs, then you eat them. Hashem realizes, no, it's the mitzvahs of populating the world that's enough for one to go ahead and be megayer peruvu. Even though one, and the halacha is peruvu is a mitzvah which we go ahead and we sell a sefer Torah. We only sell a sefer Torah for two things, learning and peruvu. It's one of the mitzvahs which we go ahead and when we go ahead and we sell a sefer Torah. Afterwards, we can't peruvu is another mitzvah, the erva tanach yadacha. Even though you have children, it's just erva tanach yadacha. You still have to be oisik and having, having children. And the shadow, what the gedder of erev Elera Tanik Hedecho is a little bit different than the Mitzvah Peruvu. Because the Mechaber Paskins, that till one is Mechaber Peruvu, Mechuyev Libba Bechol Oino. You have to have, be every single Oino in order to go out to Mechaber Mitzvah Peruvu, in order to Mechaber Mitzvah Peruvu. Which almost is a question. Why is it telling the Oino of the what the Torah said? Sounds to me that this is a peruvu, and I know Talis Abazet. Why should we Talis Abazet? First, we choose a Medina, a peruvu, and a chiavina. Zagamosha, being that each bia betz is, very says Zagamosha, says being that each bia betz is shaykh to have, one bia is enough, betz is enough to have a child. Elamai, a kosh bachos, not a kosh bachos wanted. So therefore, it can't be that your the chia peruvu is more than your chiavina. Therefore, Moshe is a tremendous kiddush that, and if somebody's Moshe, it's not going to have children. Because Betzim, one's enough to have children. El Mekash Rochel didn't want you having this Eifin. And it's not going to be more than the Chiyav Oina. And therefore he says, doing more is not going to help. It's not going to help you. Like upon him, Tzim Chai Peruvu, there's a Chiyav to be boiled every single Oina. And the Chiyav Peruvu. Again, when you deal with the Eretan Chiyav Decha, it says that the Pesach Yishu brings down that Im Chiyav Peruvu, and you have Libba Bechol Oina. Now Chiyav to be every single Oina. And Shem Eretan Chiyav Decha. Leitim rechikis, right? Because shenich legami. The get of erev tanchidech is don't be out tanchidech. Don't stop totally. You have to do it once in a while. And I'm going to do it all the time. There's like it's a place comes down that very bechidish somebody that it's gonna be a chiv every 30 days, but it's not a chiv keseder like the mitzvah peruvu. The siyakim and simadala because it's made of Siamese twins. You have a boy and a girl. I'm mekayim peruvu. So he wants to say that Be'etzem, they technically could have kids, just they're going to have a problem, you know, because they're attached, but Be'soy, maybe Be'etzem, the Arroy, if it maybe is later that the archive, there is a Kim Mitzvah. Now, the Peruvu is only a Chiv on the man, ladies not, doesn't have a Peruvu. Therefore, there are ramifications of the fact that lady doesn't have a Chiv Peruvu. The Shevas, she would have a Kim, but Peruvu, she does not have a Kim. There's any for the mitzvah to be missed. The Baal said that's a chiyuv peruvu she doesn't have. It's in terms of how much tircha she has to do and how much things like that. It's not. There is no bad chiyuv for her, and she doesn't have a chiyuv. By chatz ever chatz ben choyrim. There's a need in whether eved. There's machlekes who shine and tases and get them tases chagiyah whether eved has a chiyuv peruvu or not. So one child is Ayla Lamisha. So that they say, Lola Misha is only in a situation where if the reason why you put that she's a girl and he's a man, that's not going to be a Sibo why it's going to pat you. But one Paladik HaKadosh is that Eved, the children of Namiya Sachas have to him. So Dr. Pravatsky says, the Shiva Panovich, that even the Lav Dachy had the children of Misachas have to him, because the Mitzvah Peruvu, when it says, Tali Mitzvah, you have children, and Lav Dachy Yichas is going to be the Akar Nidah.